Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Good afternoon and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock. 3:01 on your Thursday afternoon edition of the show. 3 weeks, ladies and germs, 3 weeks from kickoff.
Starting to get tingly?
Starting to. Whew. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic here, but a little pointy over here, if you know what I mean. 3 weeks, Bear. That's just three sets of 7 days.
I just told you, I'm waking up smiling again every morning. One more day closer to football.
What's it going to be like 3 weeks from right now? Exactly. 3:02 on Thursday, September 1st. Are we even going to be able to speak in coherent sentences?
We're going to be foaming at the mouth.
Frothing.
I think if we started the season off with a better opponent, it would amp it up a little bit.
But aren't you glad we're not? I just feel like...
I don't know. No.
No?
Not really, no.
Why?
If we're going to turn it into quasi-pro football, then get rid of all these dud games. Start your season.
This is an FBS opponent we're playing. This is not UT Martin. Like, I think we need to play an exhibition game. I don't want to jump right into Pitt, man. Like, we need to knock off the rust. You're going to make some mistakes. There's going to be some missed tackles, some missed blocking assignments, an overthrow here, a careless turnover. So there's going to be mistakes made, penalties and stuff like that that – we're going to need that. I just love, and I know Pitt has it too, so it's not really a significant advantage, but I love having those 10 days to get ready for game two. Mm. And I love playing Ball State for the first game. I really do. Now, like, if we're in the year four of the program and things are just rolling, by all means, let's start with Florida State or something like that. But for this year, year two, a little shorthanded, still got the sanctions going on, I love it. I think the schedule – for an SEC schedule, for being one of the two teams in the nation that has to play Alabama and Georgia every single year, I think this is about as good as a schedule as you can hope to have.
It's going to be a good one. I feel confident. We have a tougher schedule than teams like Kentucky, who everyone has fallen in love with, but I feel like we're going to be able to persevere.
Perseverance is key.
I feel very confident these last couple weeks, as you guys have pointed out, and that confidence remains.
Titans play tonight. My Titans. Oh, it feels good to say that on a game day. I tell you, I'm tingly, man. I'm a little tingly. We're a little aroused over here, not gonna lie.
We're gonna get a drive by the Titanic one, William. Titans Bill?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him. It feels like over a year. Apparently he called like one of the days I missed, and
he called both days you were out.
Maybe it's me. I feel like we've always gotten along so swimmingly. I guess he doesn't like me. Anyway, we go back to, the chance to right so many wrongs here. We've got Baltimore in Baltimore, this rivalry game, the first time we've played them since they stomped all over our logo and our hearts in the playoffs 2 years ago. First game since the meltdown, the debacle against the Bengals in Nissan back in January. I mean, I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready for the National Football League. So I'll probably watch about 3 minutes of that tonight before I get bored.
After all, it is still
preseason football.
Yeah. But I'll probably put that on and, what as they say, putter around the house.
You're going to putter?
I don't know.
How exactly do you putter?
Basically, that's a way of saying I'm going to straighten, I'll probably straighten up the house tonight. Have the game on the.
I'll do that too. I'll putter. I like to putter.
Just clean stuff up, straighten.
Pick things up, straighten up. Maybe a little dusting, a little vacuuming.
Yeah, if you got a football game on, you're just walking in and out, kind of halfway paying attention to it. If something cool happens, you can always rewind it.
I'll tell you, can we go off topic here in the A block? Is that okay? Can you guys want to follow me?
Is this a day that ends in Y? Sure.
Follow me on a little tangent here.
Let's do it.
You know a product that has changed my life just in the past 2 or 3 months? That I'm super late to this. Those of you who already know, you know. And, you know, I come to these things. It takes me a while sometimes.
Sildenafil?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Just asking a question.
You think that's why I'm aroused today?
That's what she said.
What product has changed your life, Russell?
AirPods.
Oh, that's right.
Smart ass. AirPods. Oh, my God. What have I been missing all this time? My wife had a pair, and I was like, can I borrow those when I go for a walk or something? And I did, and then I just started using them all the time. So she went ahead and bought me my own. I've had my own AirPods now. I wear them all the time, dude.
She should have kept the new ones for herself after you ganked hers and stuck them in your ears.
Yeah, she probably. I mean, she doesn't use them as much. I use mine all the time, bro. Best invention ever.
I just don't like
AirPods.
I go with the earbuds. I don't go wireless. Because the Bluetooth drains your battery fast, especially if you're like mine and it's cooked. But the AirPods, like I'd like to have a set that are the earbud style ones. They fit down into your ear like an in-ear monitor. The AirPods don't. I've never liked that Apple with like the, it's just all hard plastic.
They work for me,
man. They fall out of my ears. Like, I can't
get
move.
Those big ears, man. I've got
small ears.
It makes puttering around the house so much easier. You could be listening to something while you don't have the cord dangling. It's like sticking in your pocket, or you have to hold the phone. You just set the phone down. It's not even in your pocket. You're like walking all over the house doing stuff while listening to. Oh, my God. It's fantastic. Are you an AirPod guy, Marcus?
I don't have AirPods, but I do have wireless headphones I use, especially with that work.
Game changer.
Yeah, especially when I'm at work, because I like to listen to podcasts and music while I'm working. And if I'm having to carry a bunch of things, I don't have to worry about tangling myself into the cords or, you know, when I used to exercise more. I would hate having the cord just constantly in the way.
Yeah, you can't do it when you're on the
treadmill. So I just Bluetooth. If I'm in the house, I just Bluetooth it into my ridiculously loud stereo. You can hear 5 blocks away.
Yeah, but it's for me. You know, you got kids around. You're listening to something with language, or they're making noise or something. I don't know. I just love the AirPods. Great birthday present from a couple of weeks ago. AirPods. Check them out. Get into it. For those of you who are, like, had them 5 years later, like, yeah, Russ. Also, we've got.
Cars running.
We've got
gasoline.
Streaming. it's fantastic. Anyway, let's get to the Rocky Top Report this afternoon, brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. They do real estate the right way. All right, Rocky Top Report brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Tennessee returns to the practice field after an off day yesterday, and just running through the roster. We'll start with the good news. Jalen Wright was back out there today.
Nice.
And so was Brew McCoy.
Okay. So he's at least healthy.
Yep.
This thing's going to go right up to Ball State kickoff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The eligibility issue.
We think it'll be cleared up in 7 to 10 days. That was like 3 weeks ago when they said that. And you knew. And as soon as I heard that it was USC was involved, low-key, we've talked about it a little bit. Low-key, there's like this Cold War going on between Tennessee and USC going back to the Kiffin thing.
There's this the appeal is sitting in a file right now. It's on some guy in Indianapolis's desk. This guy, he took a long lunch. He went to see Top Gun 2 again for the fourth time. He's got 17 cases ahead of it. He'll be getting to this last week of the month, maybe.
Probably a Shiano fan. Probably graduated from Rutgers.
But Jalen Wright, if you have a chance to go watch any of the practice videos.
Does he look different?
Oh, my God.
How?
He's huge.
Oh, he's been hitting the – you think he's been hitting
I
the
– He was a little skinny dude last year, and now he's all buffed up.
In the deer antler?
He's looking good, man. I mean, I don't know if it translates to yardage or anything, but you would think – Well, track star in high school, played a lot as a true freshman, has put on a lot of weight. Like, I'm kind of liking the equation here, where this is headed.
He flashed last year, and he's got all the thing, those things. The problem is that he gets hit, he went down. I mean, he was just too small. He didn't have enough weight. Especially, you know, I mean, he was virtually useless in the running between the tackles.
So we'll see what happens. Wright and McCoy back. Haddon's still out. Elijah Simmons was out. Apparently he got banged up a little bit in the scrimmage Monday. Hopefully nothing big there. Solon Page was out. And Squirrel White was out today as well.
The only one I'm really starting to get agitated about is Kamal. I mean, how much has he missed now? Has he been out a week?
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what the reason is. He had the huge elbow brace on, but I think I read somewhere where he might also be dealing with a little hamstring issue too.
That's fantastic. Everybody knows those are really easy for
to re-aggravate. You got
wide receivers and DBs to you know, they recover from those quickly. That'd be the kind of thing that can end up nagging him all season long.
Well, I mean, just. Be cautious with it. Err on the side of caution. I mean, he played last year. Like, if it's a thing where he can't run, he can't sprint, and for 3 weeks or so, because being a soccer fan, hamstring's the most prevalent injury in that sport, and you see it all the time. Like, when you hear hamstring, it's a month on the shelf automatically. Maybe more depending on the severity, but – anytime they say, oh, he's dealing with a little bit of a hamstring, and then they try and bring him back like a week or two later, it almost always goes poorly.
Yeah, they come up gimpy.
So I would rather just leave him. Like, he can, you know, work out, lift weights and stuff. If that's what we're talking about, maybe it's the elbow. I don't know. Speculation station. But if it's a hammy, cornerback, receiver, give him a month off. Don't let him sprint or anything for a month. Light stretching, that stuff, and like if he has to come back the week of Ball State and start working him in slowly, then that's what you got to do. But don't risk bringing him back too soon and then tearing it and being out for the year.
Yeah, he needs to be in the training room every day getting treatment on it.
There's a baseball news here.
What you got?
Well, let me make sure that was all the football stuff. Yep. Tony Vitello today announcing the promotion of Josh Elander to associate head coach.
Nice. Congrats to Coach Elander.
I don't really know what this means. Maybe it's just a title and a excuse to give him a little more money, but he served as an assistant coach as well as the recruiting coordinator for all 5 seasons. Vitello has been coach here. He's played a major role in things. A lot of people thought he would get a head coaching job of his own this offseason. Looks like he's going to be back for at least one more year, which is pretty cool to have your two assistants, your two full-time assistants, Elander and Frank Anderson, back for Tennessee and a chance to make another run at Omaha next season.
Well, I mean, it also, you know, giving him the title, I mean, it looks really good on your resume for a guy who's obviously, you know, sooner rather than later going to be running his own program. So having that associate head coach experience.
And finally, I'll be very interested to see how this news is received by my fellow sports aesthetics enthusiasts out there. In conjunction with the 50th anniversary of Title IX, Tennessee Athletics recently updated brand standards and has renamed the blue accent color historically associated with the Lady Vols. Lady Vol blue, we are all familiar with that color, right? The color that at least I used to refer to as Lady Vol blue will now be known as Summit blue. Additionally, 4 teams will debut the Summit Blue uniforms during the upcoming 2022-2023 academic year, a collection dubbed the Summit Legacy Series. This fall, the Tennessee soccer and volleyball teams will be the first to compete in the new Summit Blue jerseys. Lady Vol basketball team will follow with a full Summit Blue uniform this winter, and the softball squad's jersey rotation will feature a Summit Blue option this spring. So the women's sports looks like they're going to be trying some light blue uniform combinations.
Cool.
Let me ask you this, Bear. We saw, remember Pearl's first year? This is a while ago. It was like the 100th anniversary of the SEC, or not 100th, 75th or something like that. And everybody did a throwback uniform in basketball, and Tennessee wore, from the Ernie and Bernie era, they had the light blue on there, and they wore like the blue sneakers with it. And
yeah,
I think a lot of people liked it. I thought it was pretty cool for a throwback look. Would you be cool with some of the men's teams experimenting with a little Summit Blue alternate uniform?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all?
No. Not a bit.
Do you think it looks kind of cool in the throwbacks, like in Major League Baseball, when the no?
No. The only way I would want to see any of it, if it's a true throwback to the exact replica of the Ernie Bernie uniform. But no.
What about a UT baseball? Like, you know, the Cardinals wear that blue uniform every now and then.
And
the Royals, the George Brett
era. Our baseball
uniforms
are pristine. We've got the best college baseball uniforms in the country.
All right, Bear's not having it. No big surprise there. What do you think, Marcus? You going to be a little more adventurous, or you want to? Should Tennessee?
He's a Z-er.
Hold on. Let Marcus speak for himself.
How dare you? I'm a millennial.
That was the most laid back "how dare you" I think I've ever heard about. Usually, "how dare you, sir." Marcus, how dare you?
You know what he reminds me of?
How dare you?
Remember Nigel on The Young Ones?
No. Can he answer the question now?
Sure, go ahead.
I don't know if I'd want to see the Summit Blue with the men's, necessarily. I'm still wanting them to do more exploration with the black and orange for the guys, because I think that looks cool.
But Danny White has updated the official Tennessee Athletics color palette. You remember this was a minor story a couple of years ago when Butch Jones, this was basically Butch Jones shoehorning in smoky gray as an official color. Oh, look, they wore them in 1920, that kind of thing. So Summit Blue stands alongside smoky gray and dark mode, formerly anthracite. This is according to UTSports.com, released today, as the three accent colors on Tennessee's official color palette. So your colors are orange and white, but your official accent colors are smoky gray, dark mode, and now Summit Blue.
Is dark mode just, is that the black,
I
right?
Guess, anthracite is like almost black, really dark gray.
I didn't think they looked that good. I'm known smoky gray hater, but I thought the smoky grays looked a lot better than that.
The dark modes from last year?
Yeah, I didn't really care. I mean, that's cool for playing USC on Halloween night.
I like it.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
You got to have a black helmet with the orange stripe and the orange tee.
Completely agree.
And you wear it at night, man. Like, wearing it against South Carolina, one of their colors was black. It's during a hot day game, white helmet. It was good, but could have been so much better. Rocky Top Report, brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. It's real estate the right way. Check out the all-new website, TeamKGRealEstate.com. That's TeamKGRealEstate.com. Get it listed, get it sold, and move on. Call Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group today, 865-742-1035. Tell them Fan Run sent you for a free consultation. Bo Kregner, my guy, 742-1035. Real estate the right way. When we continue, we're going to track down our old friend Bill Bender from the Sporting News. It's been too long. We'll talk college football with Bill coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russell, Bear, and Marcus back with you on a Thursday afternoon edition of the show. 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, streaming live this afternoon. FanRunRadio.com, your free Fan Run app. Our friend Bill Bender from the Sporting News is here. Good afternoon, Bill. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Man, we got a football game here in Knoxville 3 weeks from tonight, Bill. Not that we're counting down the days or anything.
Not that anybody is. You know, I'm ready to talk about games and things that are going on the field, but I know that we have to talk about some other stuff first, whether it's TV. I'll let you guys shoot wherever you want to shoot.
I mean, you don't think going through TV contracts and what channel the game is on, you don't find that fascinating conversation?
Well, I mean, there's a limit to it, though. Like, I think what we're getting is, and you and I have talked about this before, I believe, is starting to feel like the NFL, okay? ESPN, you'll be the AFC, CBS, NBC, whatever, you're at Fox, you're going to be the NFC. And that's how it feels like. I mean, the difference being, you know, I've told you guys this before, I'm a Green Bay fan. You know, Reggie White was my guy. But I'm not like an NFC pride guy. When the Bears are on, I'm rooting against the Bears. I'm not, you know, I think the conference pride factor makes it a little bit different with these networks, at least in my opinion.
Did you see, we talked about this on our show yesterday, where Aaron Rodgers did a interview with Big Cat from Barstool, who's a huge Bears fan, and he asked, I think Aaron Rodgers asked him, he's like, hey, when you watch me play, we're not playing the Bears. Are you pulling for me? He's like, I want you to lose every game. He right. said that to his face.
Right. That's how it is. And, you know, we have some, and then my buddies, because I'm up here in Ohio, and they're mostly Bengals and Browns fans, and I can kind of root for them during the year because it really doesn't affect the Packers. But that's not how college football works. There's so much conference pride attached to it. I think the SEC's notion of conference pride, to me, it's always been different than the Big Ten. I don't know if I've discussed this with you. It's like the SEC, when it gets to postseason, you all root for each other. It's not necessarily like that in the Big Ten. I don't see a lot of Ohio State fans cheering for Penn State and Michigan when they're in their bowl games.
Man, a quick little sidebar here, Bill. You brought up the Browns, and you're there in Ohio. Man, a year ago this time, they're coming off that playoff win over the Steelers. Baker Mayfield is looking like the future, and it looks like maybe the Haslams have finally settled things down there and got it figured out. You fast forward a year, Mayfield's gone. Deshaun Watson doesn't even know if he's going to play anymore. All sorts of off-the-field drama. What is your take on that franchise? Why can't they get out of their own way?
Yeah, and the latest headline is Jimmy Garoppolo might be an option if Watson's suspended longer. It's really wow. one thing after another, like you said. Hindsight's always 20/20, but I still don't understand a couple things. One, last year when it was apparent that that team wasn't going to the playoffs, why didn't they just shut Baker Mayfield down? There's that line. I even talked to my kids about it who play sports. There's a line between being tough and being stupid. And I think they crossed the line of being stupid with Baker Mayfield last year. And then why not hold on to him for one more year? And you look at the quarterbacks that are coming up through the college ranks the next couple of years. You know, even this year, like Stroud and Bryce Young, the following year, Caleb Williams. There's a lot more first-round caliber quarterbacks all the way really through Arch Manning over the next few years. So I might have give Baker one more run instead of creating this self-created mess that they've created in Cleveland.
Yeah, Bill, that's what I thought. It's completely self-inflicted wound. They didn't have to do that. I thought at the time that with all the quarterback talent that was going to be coming up, that I don't think it was fair. I'm not the biggest Baker Mayfield fan, but I mean, he was hurt most of last year, so I just wondered.
Yeah, well, one thing I would add too, if I may. I wonder how much of the Bengals going to the Super Bowl influenced their decision, you know, because Joe has them going in that right direction. And sorry for interrupting, but I just wanted to, because I live here and I listen to fans of both sides. I don't know if that influenced their decision making a little bit, because Lamar's in the division too. And then Pittsburgh will figure it out. They'll still be decent no matter what the quarterback situation is.
I just cannot believe how much money they're going to if Watson, guys, if Watson does get suspended for the year, how much money will Cleveland have tied up in quarterbacks?
More than I have in my bank account, I'll give you that much. You know, it'll be a lot. So, yeah, it's just an interesting decision all the way around.
Bill Bender of the Sporting News with us this afternoon. All right, Bill, get back to the Big Ten here. And I guess the news this week that they are close to a media rights deal. They're going to be leaving the ABC/ESPN umbrella for the first time since the 1960s. It looks like they're going to spread things around with Fox and CBS and NBC even getting in on the action as well, whereas the SEC is going to be all under the ESPN SEC umbrella. What do you think that means for the Big Ten as a league and for college football as a sport?
Well, the networks want to protect their leagues, and that, you know, that'll influence coverage, no doubt. I mean, but that's already happened on some level, I think, right? Because if you're a Big Ten fan, you're not really watching Paul Feinbaum on the SEC network unless he says something to make you mad, and vice versa. Like, why would anybody that follows the SEC tune into the Big Ten network, you know? So I think people are going to find where they want to find it. You know, Big Ten fans can stream SEC bias all they want, but, well, that's their job now, you know, and vice versa. And I think it gives people options in terms of really the pregame stuff. Now, I said this yesterday to somebody, but I don't spend a lot of time watching the pregame because I'm either en route or moving around, you know what I mean? But I know that they do a great job at game day, and I know they do a great job at the big noon kickoff, because when I do watch it, I'm into the analysis. They have a formula that works and entertains, and I think that war may amp up a little bit.
When you look at Kevin Warren, who is the commissioner up there at the Big Ten, and I read a big profile on him in The Athletic last week, and I did not realize how rough a start he had from a PR standpoint there. You know, he's an outsider taking over for a guy in Jim Delaney who had been there forever and had a very set way of doing things. And man, he had ADs in that league openly questioning his leadership his first year or so on the job there. And it just seemed like that was not going to be a long-term solution for that league. If he's able to deliver on a media rights deal that is bringing in $1 billion a year, whatever it is, to distribute, and it's going to be the biggest media rights deal in college athletics, what does that do for his reputation and his job status there?
Well, it's been a heck of a 2 years. I mean, in 2020, depending on who you ask, in an impossible year to navigate things. I mean, we all went through that in 2020. He wasn't the most popular guy. But now, by establishing the conference as a coast-to-coast conference, I think that was the best counterpunch to what the SEC did with Texas and Oklahoma, right? That you made the league coast-to-coast. People are going to have their feelings about USC and UCLA and the Big Ten. I'm one that's like, all right, now we got, you know, now they got that market, and it's going to be fun to watch all day long. So I think Kevin Warren's done a nice job. I think it's established now that the SEC and the Big Ten are going to be the two conferences that lead college football into its next chapter with the NIL and the portal and the expansion and the new network deals. And I'm one in the, I guess I'm not in the majority. I'm actually really excited for it to see what it comes.
And what happens with Notre Dame going forward? When the news first broke about USC and UCLA, there's a lot of speculation. All right, this is the moment. After so many years as an independent, this is the time for Notre Dame to finally join a league. It seems like that talk has cooled off a little bit, Bill.
A little bit, yeah, for sure. And I think because Notre Dame doesn't have to rush. And I go back to my colleague Mike DeCourcy. He said this last year when Oklahoma and Texas joined the SEC, and I was probably on your show, among others, saying, oh, my gosh, everything's going to happen so fast. And it really didn't. It took a year for the Big Ten to make their move. It's probably going to take a couple more moves before anything happens. And if you're Notre Dame, again, you're in a decent position of power because you can see what the network deals are. You can go to the Big Ten if you want, or you can stay in the ACC because that grant of rights deal runs through the 2030s. And if you're them, you just don't want to get lost if college football really does become the SEC and the Big Ten and everybody else, which it on some level is right now. You don't want to get lost in that shuffle.
Bill Bender of the Sporting News with us this afternoon on the show. And all right, Bill, last thing for you. We'll let you run. I was reading a piece where you had predicted all the bowl games and who you think is going to be in the playoff, all that good stuff. Come the end of the season, always a fun time to get the preseason predictions in. And I notice you've got our Vols playing in the Citrus Bowl against Wisconsin. I take it you're expecting a pretty good year as far as another step in the right direction for Josh Heupel.
Yeah, I like the they're a trendy team, and with good reason. When you have a quarterback, when you have an offense that scores a ton of points, good receivers. Bowl game last year was one of the most entertaining of the year, even if it didn't go their way. Yeah, and you know, I know Alabama and Georgia are the standard in the conference, but Tennessee has a good chance to be in that the third best team in the conference. I stand by that, especially if that offense continues to do what it does. And if they ended up getting to that bowl game, I'd sign up and watch Wisconsin-Tennessee. It'd be a lot of fun, too. So, and you didn't mention that all 44 of those bowl projections are exactly correct. It's exactly how it's going to pan out, and nobody can have any problem with it at the end of the season.
Just figured that went without saying.
Figured, right?
Bill, 3 weeks, you know, I know you've got Tennessee and Ball State, game of the year, circled on your calendar. What's the Big Ten? Isn't Minnesota or who's playing that night from the Big Ten?
Purdue and Penn State that night. I'll be flipping around. You know, I'm a Mac guy, so I'll flip over at least for a little bit and watch Ball State. They cost us a game, one game in college I'm still mad about. So maybe I'll take some of that out on the TV. But, yeah, it'll be fun. I can't wait.
All right, good stuff. Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Hey, take care. Have a good one.
Yep, Bill Bender, one more time on the show this afternoon. Interesting. The Browns may be throwing their hat in the Jimmy Garoppolo race.
Yeah, that definitely grabbed my attention because, I mean, Garoppolo's not going to come cheaply. I mean, he's not going to be super-duper expensive. But so now they're paying the bulk of Baker Mayfield. I mean, they ate that. Of Baker Mayfield's contract. They're on the hook to, you know.
But they set up the Watson contract where they don't owe him a lot of money this year. His salary is a lot because they basically knew that he wasn't going to play much.
I thought, what was there? Didn't they have to give – they gave him a chunk up front, didn't they?
They gave him a big signing bonus, but I don't think his salary this year. Like, his salary escalates dramatically next year.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about cash. I'm just talking about just straight cash. Just all the
straight cash, homie.
But it's not just money that's the issue here. Is why on earth would Garoppolo want to go somewhere where he's only going to be there for a year?
If you know who I would want to go to if I were Jimmy G?
Seattle.
The Giants. Yeah. Need a quarterback. They had a really good
Saquon's
draft.
Looking like the old Saquon again.
You got Barkley over there. Need a quarterback. I mean, come on, Daniel Jones, isn't it? Yeah, Seattle's good too. I mean, one of those two, I would.
The only issue with that is San Francisco's not going to trade him there. He's going to have to sign there when they release him. Because they're going to. They're going to wait till the trade deadline. If they don't get a trade done by then, they're going to release him.
I was surprised the Steelers.
Well, why would you do that? Wouldn't you want to get, even if it's not what you consider fair value, wouldn't you want to trade him and get something as opposed to just letting him walk?
Well, sure, but I'm sure they're wanting to try to clear out that cap space as quickly as they can so they can get. Like, Nick Bosa still needs an extension, and that's not going to be cheap.
Marcus is an NFL guy. He knows.
Huh. I was kind of surprised Pittsburgh didn't make a play for him before the draft.
What do you do? You listen to some podcasts or something?
I like to listen to Rich Eisen a lot. He's one that I'm a big fan of, okay. So I listen to that
Rich
a lot.
Rich Eisen.
I also watch – I genuinely do will watch – even if I don't watch the actual games, I'll watch highlights for most of the games throughout the year.
A big highlight guy.
Yeah, I like to keep an eye on what's going on, especially if I'm doing fantasy football that year. I like to know what to look out for, who I should pick up.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I got to do some homework.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
Quick break. The drive continues. Our buddy Logan Quinton's going to be stopping by here in just a few minutes. He's going to have, I believe he's bringing a present for us. And he's going to be talking about a new high school football podcast we're launching here at Fan Run Radio. Very excited about that as we've got Jamborees coming up tonight, tomorrow, and then week zero, high school football is next week, man. It's here.
Yeah.
Football season is here, baby. Is it weird when I use the word baby like that?
No.
A bit weird? No? Uh-uh. Okay, cool.
Football season's here, baby.
Stay with us. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Portions brought to you by our friends at Matlock Tire. And check one of their five locations out there in West Knoxville out in Farragut, new location in Hardin Valley. They're down there in Athens, out in Lenoir City. Go find your location online at matlocktire.com. I bought some tires there back in June for my car. Got the car serviced, tuned up, ready for summer road trips. And if it's been a while since you've had that oil change, look, has it been 3,000, 5,000, whatever it is? Get in there, man. Don't push it. Don't push it. Oh, it's been 7,000, 8,000 miles. What are you doing? What are you doing? You don't take care of your car? Go to MatlockTireService.com right now. Get that thing taken care of.
What time can I head out? I actually have to. What time do they open up in the morning?
Early. Whoa.
I had to change my stance.
Whoa. What just happened? Hold on a minute. Bear, are you the guy that doesn't make his appointment online? Are you just showing up in the morning? Hey, here's my car. Can I just get ahead of everybody else who's done what they're supposed to do? Can you just fix my car first? Are you that guy?
No, not at all.
I mean, if you haven't made your appointment now, you're not getting in first thing in the morning.
Good to know. I'll make an appointment for Saturday. I'm usually the guy that gets up at like 5 o'clock and I'm sitting in the parking lot when they get there and just get my name as far as first on the list that doesn't have an appointment. I'm not an
idiot,
Russ.
So you are the guy that doesn't make an appointment.
I'm the guy that doesn't make an appointment, but I'm also the guy like, hey, I just wanted to, you know, if you have a spot.
So you're the guy that doesn't make an appointment. Okay.
Make an appointment? Because then it locks me into having to be out there somewhere at a certain time.
Yeah, but then you don't end up sitting in the waiting room, the kids running around, and the channel's always stuck on The View for some reason. The snack machine doesn't work. Like, not at Matlock Tire, of course. They have all these things are very nice. But
no, dude,
way it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have done it in the old days, but now, I mean – who doesn't have a camp chair in their trunk and like a super fast computer in your hand? You can just sit and I'll just grab that, like, you know, almost fold out. You know what I'm talking about? Like the chairs you see everybody takes to the kids' soccer games, right? Canvas. Just pop one of those out and just sit outside.
You take your
watch TV
fold out
your phone.
Chair. That's actually at Matlock, the one in Farragut. First of all, they've got a really nice waiting area.
No, they got super high speed.
Place where you can plug in your laptop and stuff like that. And they've also got a front porch with rocking chairs.
Yeah.
I will go sit. Oh, the rocking chair. It's like being on the porch while you get your oil changed.
So, yeah, like if I'm not in a rush, I'll spend – I don't mind sitting around for a couple hours and watching like a movie on my phone while
hours.
Getting my car taken care of. 45
minutes tops.
You never want to lock yourself in, though. Then you have to get up. I mean, what if I just feel like rolling over and – hitting snooze,
then
Russ.
You're sitting in a lawn. I mean, that sounds terrible. A couple of hours in a lawn chair?
Well, no. I mean, I'd forgotten if you drive out to the Farragut Matlock, they've got those.
Just make your appointment. You show up on time, and you're in and out in 45 minutes. Tell you what, next time, let me make your appointment. I want to make this easy for you. You're going to be like, whoa. Dubs just revolutionized my car care experience.
So how long does it take if you have an appointment?
Like 45 minutes.
Just,
for an oil change?
Yeah.
Like 45, maybe 30 minutes, 30, 45 minutes, something like that.
All right. You sold me on it.
Yeah.
I'll give it a whirl.
I'm telling you, it's the way to go. It's how to be. It's the way to do it. Would Russell Smith lead you wrong?
Not often.
Don't answer that.
Not often.
So we got what you talk about Champions League coming up. Matty Ice,
who's
Nick, and John.
He's changed his Twitter handle. He's no longer Matty Ice.
Who is he?
Marty Ice.
he's embracing.
He's a clown.
I mean, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah.
I think Nick and John have as good a chance as any. But it's going to be a shootout.
It's like going to face The Undertaker at WrestleMania. The guy's like, you know.
He eventually lost, as I recall.
Eventually.
Who got him? Lesnar?
Yeah.
After 17, 18 years in a row.
There was a whole controversy about that as well.
No, and in professional wrestling, there was a controversy? No.
Just that they would – that it was Lesnar. I think there were some feelings in Undertaker's camp that it should have been somebody a little bit more, you know. It'd be like you need to lose somebody of stature like a Stone Cold or a Rock or –
Were they still in wrestling at the time?
No, I mean, Stone Cold, he can't even do bumps anymore, I don't think.
Can't do bumps?
So like, he can't, like...
Oh, like physical bumps? I thought you were talking about
making
a drug reference or
something. No.
Do like banging 7-gram rocks.
He can't do like the... He has to be really careful doing in-ring work, from what I understand. I mean, Owen Hart dropped him on his head. He's lucky he didn't kill him. You ever watch that?
Mm-mm.
Where he pile-drived him, and his head was – I mean, his head's what hit first. It was like a real pile-driver, not a fake one. He broke his neck.
Professional wrestling.
In the first
high
hour.
High-key dangerous. Not even low-key. High-key dangerous. For a fake sport, you can really, really get hurt. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be professional wrestlers.
But, so, yeah, Matty Ice is going to be hard to beat, Russ.
It's going to be, it's going to be interesting. How about my boy Vaughn Grissom? We talked about him coming up from Double A to the Braves. Goes from Double A Pearl, Mississippi to Fenway Park. Starts at second for the Atlanta Braves, and his first hit is a home run that leaves the park over the monster, over the seats on top of the monster, out of the damn stadium. And a star is born for the Braves.
Yeah. Did you see the video of our guy, Gilbert, his first at bat in single A last night?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was his first at bat, but yeah, he went yard.
I think that was his first at bat with him.
For Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Two runs. He homered in his first pro at bat, and he homered last night.
Yeah, it was a two-run shot. So.
He's going to be moving through there quick. So the Braves have an interesting dilemma here. You got Dansby Swanson, who should be an all-star at shortstop. You got Austin Riley, who is an all-star or just signed a $200 million contract, a third. Albies coming back. You got this Arcia kid. Like, who's going to be the odd man out? I mean, there's not room for
– the guy with the coldest bat. But you can't – if you've got a kid – this hot and you caught lightning in a bottle and he's feeling it, you know.
I mean, I'm not gonna
this kid's playing.
I say he's hot. I mean, he had a nice debut last night.
I mean, if he consistently plays like he did last night, if that's indicative of how his normal game's going to be in the majors, you can't keep him off the field, dude.
Well, you got some time to figure it out, thankfully. He's got kind of an open tryout, and I'm not a big contract guy like Marcus here, but I think Dansby is up for a deal at the end of the year. And if this dude looks like the real thing, Grissom, then maybe you let Dansby walk.
I need to get with Charlie Collier. I want to know who did the best out of the teams that are competing, you know, like the favorites. I'm talking like Atlanta, the Mets, Yankees, Dodgers, Astros.
Who are the best right now?
No, who made the best moves right here before the deadline? And
I like the Braves' moves, man. That dude, like, you know, bring in sexy, you know, not signing Soto or anything like that, but just really cagey, analytics-driven moves, bringing in Iglesias and some of the other moves they did, I think could – Hey, man, the Mets beat the crap out of them over the weekend. There's no doubt about it. They're a great team, but you're on peak right now. Man, we don't have Albies back. They'll be peaking
at
the end of next month.
Up there in New York. I think they're 13 and 16 as of a couple days ago since the 4th of July. They haven't exactly been lighting it up lately. But you don't want to peak right now. Do you see any way? What would have to happen for Drew Gilbert playing this season in the postseason for the Houston Astros?
I don't know. I mean, their lineup is stout. I don't see that happening.
Unless somebody
– I mean, they might bring him up. They might bring him up at the end of the year just to let him go on the ride with them for the postseason and have him around, and maybe he gets in some games and stuff like that. But, I mean, they're one of the best teams in baseball. I don't think they're going to want to be breaking in a new rookie outfielder in the postseason when they're trying to win a World Series.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's what I meant, just to – get called up and
you know. I mean, when they expand rosters, they might bring him up there and maybe pinch runs here or there or something like that. But I think he'll be on that team eventually. I mean, there's a reason they drafted him in the first round. He's pretty good. I saw Trey Lipscomb had his first professional home run today.
Did he?
All those guys, man, all those guys who balled out for us all year long in the spring, who were such great players, are just like all of them are just hitting the ground running. Did you see where Joyce started? They started him out in double A ball. He's playing for the Trash Pandas down there in Huntsville in the Southern League.
That's not that bad of a road trip. No, see how long he stays down there.
They might be up here. So I haven't checked the Smokies schedule, but I mean, they play each other all the time.
That'd be fun to go watch Ben play. Throw a game.
Now, he's a guy that I could see being, you throw that hard, I could see the Angels being like, yeah, let's bring him up and
if he's got his game, everything's under control and he's got his pitches working on a cold October evening.
Throw him out there. See what happens.
Fireman.
Some news on Tom Brady this afternoon that I'm sure Marcus will clue us in on. Coming up here, the top four at four in just a matter of moments. You got NFL, my Titans.
We won't see any starters tonight, will we?
I mean, I don't think you'll see – they've said Derrick Henry is going to play. What about Tannehill? Would they give him the first series tonight?
I don't think so. I think we're going to see more of Malik, and we're also going to see Woodside.
Logan, yeah.
Because, honestly, I think what's going to happen is John Robinson's going to have to make a decision if he feels like Malik Willis has continued to
improve. Doesn't sound like he's been that great so far.
He started off a bit rough, but he's shown some signs of improvement. He had a great throw to former Vol Malone, Josh Malone, who I'm excited to see in the preseason game.
Him and Pickett both have kind of not had the greatest start.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, though. I think, honestly, Robinson's going to make a decision on whether he wants two quarterbacks like he's had for a while and make that just Willis and Tannehill. Or if he feels like he needs that insurance by having a third quarterback. So I think you're going to see Malik play probably about, I'd say, a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half. It's going to be fun, though. I'm excited. I'm going to be watching it if I can find it.
If you can find it.
What? I don't have cable, so I got to, figure out which app it's going to be on.
It is. Those preseason games are, on local stations.
Yeah. You know what's cool, though? So I do the NFL.
Sure, you can find it somewhere.
When I've done fantasy football, I use the NFL app for it. And on there, every local game is always showing on the app, so I can just easily watch Titans games free on the
I mean, Baltimore is a three-point favorite tonight if you really want to interesting.
They're not going to have Lamar.
Add an element of suspense to
– should I bid on a –
preseason.
Bet on a preseason game?
Yeah, I mean, stay within your budget. Don't get too carried away here, big guy.
Spin it all.
All right, hour number two of The Drive coming up on many of these fine fan-run affiliates. Stay with us. Marcus has your top four at four coming up. Some breaking news from the NBA as well. Stay with us.